Hi, I wanted to tell you about a conversation that I just had with an acquaintance of mine. She called me and she said, "Girl, aren't you excited that we could have the first black woman president?" And I was like, "Why should I be excited about that?" And she said, "Because she's the first black woman president. She'll be the first black woman president." I was like, "So let me ask you this. Are you excited about us about to go into an apocalypse?" She said, "Girl, what are you talking about?" I was said, "Do you know what is happening with Russia right now? Do you know what's going on in Ukraine right now?" And she said, "No, girl, I don't have time to think about that. I have a Sarah that's about to be president." I said, let me give you something to really be excited about or unexcited about. I said, if she becomes president, all of you who are celebrating about this first black woman president, let me tell you what's about to happen to every child that you know that's probably from the ages of 5 to 25, because when there are world wars, you know, they last like 10 years, and then the aftermath, the wars that result from those world wars could last another 10 years. That means every kid that you know that's 5 years old and up to 26 right now, both male and female, because remember the Democrats voted to let women go to war. I said, so you are think it's more important that you have a black woman president than it is for you to save the lives of all of these black children that you know her people are going to send to war. You know who goes to war. It is not going to be any one of these celebrities. I guarantee you, there is not one celebrity that just endorsed her that them or their children will be at war. But all of the kids in your family, and because I know you're not wealthy, your kids will go there." I said, "So you're celebrating that too?" And she said, "I can't believe you're thinking about that." I said, "I can't believe that as an adult, you are not thinking about that. Why are we having this discussion? When we're talking about the president of the United States, we're not talking about the sorority president. We don't care about that. I don't care." I said, "I would love, yeah, let y'all go and make her the national president for the AKAs. In the meantime, I'm looking for a president that can sit down and have peace and negotiate peace with Vladimir Putin." This woman just sat on the debate and said that when she went to meet with Zelensky, 2 or 3 days later, they were bombed by Russia. I said, "And that's who you're voting for?" I said, "Let me tell you something. You better start watching something else besides all of the stations that act like this is the best thing that ever happened to her. You better stop acting like abortion is the only issue that women have, because what women need to worry about right now is what's going to happen to their 5-year-olds when that 5-year-old turns 18, because you know now selective service is automatic. They don't get to register. It's automatically done. When your 5-year-old girl goes to war, that's what you need to celebrate. Since you all think this is funny, that this is just something to do right now, and we're all happy because of Sarah is going to be president." I was like, "Girl, if you don't get off of my phone."